If this story in Luke 10 tells us anything, it tells us that we do not want Jesus organizing volunteers at Doolin. Imagine the scene where everyone is at coffee talk in the back, having coffee, Costco cake, watermelon, cookies, cheese, talking to friends, meeting new people. I tell everybody we have the best coffee talk in town. And then Jesus steps into the middle of the room, clearing his throat and holding up a clipboard as he says, "Excuse me, everyone, can I have your attention? I need 70 volunteers for a service project this week. It's a great opportunity to go out into dangerous neighborhoods and invite yourselves into people's homes. It will be like your defenseless lamb sent out alone in the midst of wolves. And please remember not to bring anything that might make it easier or more comfortable for you. Just come on over and I'll get you all signed up. Thank you. Come on over." How many of us would come over and sign Jesus' clipboard? Lamb, defenseless lambs in the midst of wolves, going into dangerous parts of town, visiting in homes of people we don't know. That's what Jesus is inviting us to do today. This follows up from the scripture last week where we had the three people that said, "Follow me," or Jesus picked, "Follow me," and they turned him down. So he says, what I have to do is I have to go out and appoint 70 persons, 70 disciples to go out into the world. And that's how he is going to recruit his volunteers. That's all the marketing he does himself. Think about the marketing that goes on in our lives. I was reading a study this week about it, talked about how marketing has changed from the 1970s, if you can remember then, to today. In 1970, the average American was exposed to 500 ads a day via print, television, and radio. Today, we are exposed between 4 and 10,000 ads marketing a day. Online news accounts, reading the paper, log on to social media, check our email, drive past billboards, listen to the radio, surf websites, watch television, stream movies. And Jesus' marketing is, I want you to go. I want you to go with another person and tell them the good news, period. No print, no radio, no television, no cell phone. Go into people's homes, tell them the good news. The kingdom of God. That we are called, the kingdom of God comes when all of us will love God with our mind, body, soul, and strength, and that we put Jesus as the center of our lives. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians, is to put Jesus as the center of our lives and how that has changed us, and we want to change and help people in their brokenness, in their homes that for some reason, whatever it may be, have not heard the good news of Jesus Christ. No sandals, no purse, no food, just one other person, a partner, and tell the good news. That's fearful for us. And there are three fears that come upon us when we are called to do this kind of action. The first is fear of people. We are fearful of people that don't look like us, that don't have the same culture as us. We feel very alienated. We are afraid. We are afraid that people will reject us. I think about when I see the Mormons going around town. We see them in town. I see them on Broad Street, the young men on women too, on their bikes and their white shirts and their tie and their black trousers, and they come through the neighborhoods, and that's what they're doing. They're going out two by two into people's homes? How do we treat them? We may not agree with their theology, but I hope that we can accept them and relate to them and understand them. Back in Broadmont, back here where the parsonage is, we have a lot of environmentalists have been coming around. And then the politicians, you know, when politicians come around to visit. But we have these environmentalists, they kind of come to the parsonage, and I can kind of see them from my window, and I don't hide. I'm kind of glad to greet them, and I talk to them through, you know, at the door. And they say, well, the neighborhood seems mighty quiet. And I say, well, they see you. They're all hiding in their houses so that, you know, they won't have to come to the door. Well, that's what Jesus is calling us to do, to go from house to house. And some people will not welcome us. Some people will scorn us. Some people will reject us. But the goal is what? They hear the message of the good news. The second is fear of failure. We do not like failure. Our lives depend on success. We want success in our families. We want success in our jobs. We want success in how we have money. Success, success, success. Jesus is not looking for success. Jesus is looking for faithfulness. Faithfulness to the gospel. Faithfulness to God and Jesus and the Spirit living in our lives. And the third is this. He tells us, take nothing with us. And we have a fear of things and needs. I chuckle to myself when I travel, and I try to travel light. And I'll see some of these people, they just have baggage after baggage after baggage. And how can they enjoy their trip when they are so loaded down with stuff? Especially when you go over to Europe and you've got to do steps where there's no elevator. And Jesus is saying, get all that baggage out of the way. You don't need all this stuff to tell the good news of Jesus Christ. You only need yourself and your partner in ministry. That's it. No money, no sandals, no stuff. Jesus just wants us. How does Jesus measure success? You know, in the church, we have these metrics. Our congregation is metriced every week. I have to turn in how many people are in worship. Have to turn in how much money we collected. Have to turn in how many new disciples we had. Have to turn in how many people were in mission for the week. And we are evaluated. They say we aren't. But I know that we are evaluated by those metrics. And Jesus is saying, it's nice people come to worship. They're called to worship God. It's nice that they give money. But it is in going out to serve others outside these walls that are so important through our mission efforts that we do at Doolin Church. The mission field of the church, my friends, is getting harder and harder. When I was growing up in the 60s, it was just natural that when a family moved into the neighborhood or our families, we just went to church. A robber could have come and robbed every house in our neighborhood because we were all at church. Neighbors don't go to church anymore. It's interesting that on Sunday mornings when I come up and down the hill back and forth between service and Sunday school and Ministry of Hope, I see people walking their dogs. I see people riding their bikes. I see people walking, and they know who I am. And I say, good morning, how are you? And they want to get away as quick as they can. But it's what I should be saying is what? Come to church sometime. We'd love to have you. It's something that I've got to get over, and we've got to get over as well, is the invitation to come to church. So starting tomorrow, when I see people in our parking lot and doing whatever on Sunday morning, I'm going to invite them to church, and I'm going to report back to you their response. It could be that they never use our parking lot again on Sunday mornings. But I'm going to do a little experiment. So we're going to experiment through the summer. I'm going to do that. I saw a wonderful young couple walking their dog up the hill. I don't think they knew who I was. Next time I'm going to introduce myself and say, I'm Pastor Dave. I'm the preacher here. And we would love to have you come on Sunday morning. It'll change your life. And you know what? People haven't heard that message. They have not heard that message. They think that we're some tidy group that just does stuff in here and then we leave and that's it. People don't know the role of the church. Why? Because they haven't heard the message of the church. And so Jesus calls us to go out and to serve. This was Ian's first time at Appalachia Service Project. I was proud of him with his 5,000, and I want to tease him that his hair grows back, mine does not. But he had a wonderful experience with ASP, and I wanted to give him the opportunity, as ASP was an example of where we go out to serve others who have not heard the message of Christ, who have not seen hospitality that we offer love to others. And so we're going to give him an opportunity to share that as part of the service today.
Thank you, Pastor Dave. So, as Pastor Dave mentioned, yeah, this was my first time here at Doolin Church going on ASP. And it was a wonderful, awesome experience for me. As you heard during the children's message, I believe it was also a wonderful experience for our youth as well. And I'm so incredibly grateful to be a part of this community that has such... places such a high commitment and level of importance on going out and serving our neighbors. Serving our neighbors here in Falls Church, serving our neighbors around the country, serving our neighbors around the world. And ASP is one way that we do that here at Doolin. This week I got a certificate in the mail here at the church because this was our 10th year of ASP. And ASP wanted to recognize that and thank us for our continued dedication to making houses safer, warmer, and drier in Appalachia. And so we got this wonderful certificate that will hang up on the bulletin board this week. It's often said that ASP is a relationship ministry with a little bit of construction on the side. And that's definitely true. We are going out from our places of comfort here in Falls Church to sleeping on classroom floors, sleeping on air mattresses that, you know, we swore had didn't have a hole when we left them, when we left Falls Church, but they did. And going into people's homes, like Jewel said, and it's a big ask to for our youth to do that. It's a big ask for our adults to help them out. But one of the great things about this church is that we support so many ministries, yes, with our dollars. We support tons of ministries here in Falls Church, around the country, around the world with our money, but we also support with our hands and our feet. And that's also what Jesus is calling us to do as well, not just with our pocketbooks, but to physically go out and to be in service and form relationships with our neighbors. To be in solidarity with our neighbors in Appalachia, to be in solidarity with our neighbors here who are part of the Ministry of Hope, to be in ministry and relationship with our neighbors who are at Homestretch or Brothers Keeper or so many other of our ministries that we support. So I want to challenge each and every one of you. You did a wonderful job raising $5,000 to shave my head. To also then step up and take the next step and look into some of the ways that you can help our neighbors, serve our neighbors, be with our neighbors with your feet. That could be coming on ASP. That could be coming on ASP as a youth. That could be coming on ASP as an adult supporter. But there are so many other ministries that you can do here through our church as well. So that's my challenge to you now. Thank you very much.